Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Todd Eberle of St. Mary's College, a political observer and blogger. Todd, the former governor of Maryland, Martin O'Malley, was on national TV again last weekend with some interesting remarks about Hillary Clinton. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, well, you know, in recent weeks, Martin O'Malley has gone from sort of long shot candidate for the Democratic nomination to a serious contender. He is sharpening his blades a little bit, going after Hillary Clinton a little bit more forcefully. Most recently, arguing that we don't have royalty in America and there should be no coronations. And I think in that respect, he's not only going after Hillary Clinton, but he's going after Jeb Bush. And I think that's probably a very effective line of attack. It doesn't go after her personally, doesn't attack her policies, but probably taps in well with this idea in the minds of a lot of voters that, you know, another Bush-Clinton election is really not something that we should have in a democracy.
Well, and you do hear a little bit of what people are referring to as Hillary fatigue, and there may be some Bush fatigue as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, Jeb Bush, even though he's very different from his brother, is going to suffer from, I think, some Bush fatigue. And Hillary Clinton has done herself probably more harm than anything else. There has long been this sense that the Clintons seem to think that they operate by a different set of rules. And the recent sort of brouhaha over her private email server really just served to reinforce that, and I think has made some Democrats very nervous about her as a candidate.
Well, it's interesting to me that you do hear Martin O'Malley's name mentioned by people who are looking at this race, in part because there really is no race. He's almost the only candidate, and he isn't even officially declared, but he's all over the map. I mean, mostly Iowa and New Hampshire.
Right, which is where you would want to be if you're competing for the nomination, because someone who doesn't seem to have a chance can score an impressive result in Iowa or New Hampshire and be catapulted. Likewise, someone who's considered to be the front runner can suffer a defeat in Iowa or New Hampshire, and the race is sort of wide open. And where O'Malley has been smart, really smart, is that he has gotten into this race when there's no one else out there. And that means anytime the press wants to talk to an alternative to Hillary Clinton, he's the person that they go to. So his national exposure is increasing. And I think that's only working to his advantage.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And I think that he's in this he wants to run for president. He's not looking for anything else. That's what he's after.
Yeah, there was a part of me that once thought he was just looking for a nice cabinet position. I don't think that's the case. This is a man who wants to be president. I think it's probably still a tremendous uphill climb for him. But he's in this race seriously. And I don't think that he's going to just sort of defer or step aside for Hillary Clinton or anybody else.
I don't think there's any deferring in him, so we'll see what happens. Todd, really good talking to you. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
For Todd Eberle, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.